we have issued a number of recommendations to Treasuries on a wide range of programs, and we have a number of outstanding recommendations, as you're mentioning, to Treasury regarding the Making Home Affordable program. And one of the recommendations was to provide this additional services, but they said they do not intend to assess where borrowers with high debt to income ratios actually receive housing counseling as required. While they didn't agree with that recommendation, I should note that they have agreed to implement most of our recommendations. In fact, we've issued 60 recommendations to date to Treasury, and they've implemented 45 of them.
So what are some of the major recommendations that they are following, and what is it that they have yet to follow?
Sure. They've made good progress on a number of fronts, and in particular two issues when it comes to communicating the purpose and vision of the TARP programs. A number of our recommendations at the beginning of TARP dealt with better communicating changes that they were making to the programs as well as their vision for TARP. Since 2008, they've taken a number of steps to enhance the communications, including developing a strategy for communication and putting other mechanisms in place to better inform the public and Congress about the status of the TARP programs. They've also taken steps to better attract and retain talent needed to manage these programs. They faced an especially difficult challenge given that they needed to ramp up very quickly. They were using detailees from other programs, as well as term appointees. And so we made a number of recommendations to try to help them deal with those issues. And they've taken steps such as developing a comprehensive staffing plan to help them retain the right talent.
The theme I'm hearing is that seems to relate to the fact that TARP itself was in many ways improvised. It was stood up suddenly, then it was thrown over the fence to a new administration, and then Congress caught up with the whole thing. Do you think that's part of the problems why they needed 60 recommendations, because it was hastily thrown up?
Well, certainly TARP had to be stood up very quickly in the fall of 2008 to help stabilize the financial system. Treasury did take a number of actions, and we've been providing that oversight to help them improve these programs, to help improve the effectiveness and efficiency of the programs from the very beginning. It's interesting, now Treasury faces similar challenges as they begin to unwind these programs. These programs weren't intended to be permanent, and many of them are unwinding. So now they face similar challenges on the back end as they start to exit these programs.
We're talking with Nikki Clowers, the Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues. And I was actually going to ask about that. Even though this is winding down and it's coming to an end, these recommendations are still critical because they have to unspiral them, if you will.
Right. Treasury faces some very critical decisions in the near future about when they intend to exit some of these programs, as those decisions will be critical in terms of how much Treasury is able to recoup in terms of revenue from these exits. As part of that, it will be important that they retain the right talent in helping them make these decisions.
Fundamentally, does GAO think that TARP accomplished what it was intended to do?
Well, we've made I think it varies by program. There's been some programs where they've taken more action, and some would say has been more successful. Other programs, such as the Making Homes Affordable program, we've had a number of recommendations where we felt like they faced a number of challenges, in many ways could have done better on some of the issues, and we've made recommendations to help try to improve that. In terms of the overall cost of the TARP program, that's something to be determined in the future. As you know, it was initially authorized for $700 billion. The latest estimates are much lower than that, with some of the programs even expected to generate more revenue than the money that was outlaid for specific programs. The other programs are less clear, and we intend to continue to follow this and to explore exactly how much it will cost and what's included in those cost estimates.
But is cost the most important metric? Because TARP was set up to try to save the banking system.
Clearly, it's only one of the metrics. It certainly gets a lot of attention, but in terms of, you're exactly right, in terms of the financial health of the banking, as well as addressing the foreclosure crisis, as well as other sectors such as programs designed to assist the automobile industry.
When you find yourself in a position where you're making the recommendations, and then the person or the agency to whom you are making the recommendations decides not to follow them, what do you do then? I mean, do you just make the recommendations, and if they fall on deaf ears, then there's nothing left?
That's a great question. And one of the things we do is exactly what we did with this report, is we follow up on the status of the recommendations. It's an important part of the audit process. Once we make a recommendation, our job isn't done. At least on an annual basis, we'll go back to the department and ask them about their progress in implementing the recommendations, and also try to provide guidance in helping them implement the recommendation. And just by bringing attention to the status, often we're able to help keep them focused on implementing the recommendation and providing maybe the necessary encouragement for them to take a step forward in implementing the recommendation. Through those efforts, we have a very good track record. Almost 80% of all of the recommendations we make GA-wide are implemented by different federal agencies.
And looking back, did TARP program itself exert a lot of gravitational force on the GAO?
We've been quite busy with TARP since 2008. We were Congress assigned us an important oversight role from the very beginning, and we've been providing real-time, continuous oversight, issuing reports as required by law every 60 days on TARP operations and identifying ways that the programs could be improved for the benefit of the public.
And as this is winding down, how many more reports do you anticipate having to issue on this? You've still got to follow them.
We do. We'll continue to follow the issues and again encouraging Treasury to take steps when we find there's evidence warranting further action. We continue to put out the different reports. We have upcoming reports looking at different TARP programs such as the Capital Purchase Program. We also plan to issue another report in a winter time frame, providing a sort of a macro level view of the impacts of TARP and what's been accomplished and what remains to be done.